Two more people in Ottawa are in hospital with COVID-19 while two others have left intensive care units in the city. Ottawa Public Health is reporting 14 people in hospital being treated for the virus, up from Friday's 12, and 7 in the ICU, down from 9. 50 new cases of the virus have also been reported in the city, bringing the total case count since the pandemic started to 29,591. In the daily cases count, OPH reported that 23 involved the Delta variant. Active cases are at 445, meaning there are 4 fewer cases compared to Friday. As well, no new deaths have been reported, keeping the local death toll at 595. One new outbreak has been declared at a childcare center or school, bringing the total number of ongoing outbreaks in those type of facilities to 18. There are no new outbreaks to declare anywhere else, meaning there are still 4 ongoing outbreaks at healthcare institutions and 1 within the community. The rate of infection per 100,000 people is now at 37.9, down from Friday's 39.4, while the positivity rate remains at 2.7%. The Eastern Ontario Health Unit has recorded 30 new cases on Saturday, unchanged from what was reported on Friday. The Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit has 3 new cases, while the Renfrew County and District Health Unit hasn't reported any. Ontario, though, is seeing a decrease in new daily cases on Saturday with 640 new cases reported, down from Friday's 727 and Thursday's 677. These new cases bring the total provincial case count since the pandemic started to 583,275. Public Health Ontario has also added 6 deaths to its total count, a number that only includes deaths that have happened in the last month. On top of that, there were 4 deaths that happened more than 1 month ago, which were added to the cumulative count based on data cleaning. This brings the total provincial death toll to 9,698. And in the last 24 hours, 794 more cases have resolved. There are, however, 15 new patients in hospital with the virus, now 323, but 14 fewer in the ICU, 178. There are also 6 fewer people in the ICU on a ventilator, leaving 111 people still in the unit on a breathing machine. Of those in hospital, but not in the ICU, 122 are unvaccinated, 39 are fully vaccinated and 9 are partially. In the ICU, 108 patients are unvaccinated, while 11 are fully vaccinated and 11 are partially.